Mary had a little man.
The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the hamster wheel.
Excuse me. Back up. Back up. Back up. Thank you. Back up. Back up. Thank you. Everybody
get
back.
Everybody get back. Don't get hurt. Don't get hurt.
Everybody get back.
Where are we?
Everybody get back.
Where are we?
Excuse me. Excuse me. Please respect his face. Excuse me. Please respect his face.
Hey, hey, hey.
Everybody.
Come on, guys.
Everybody get back. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody
get back. Hold on. Is this us? Hey, just want to say, tell everybody. Live stream on Getter right now. Everybody watching in the war room, we're here today. I don't want anybody to take their eye off the ball of what we do every day. Okay? We got the Hispanics coming on our side, African Americans coming on our side. We're taking down the Biden regime. Every day, the focus, you got Raheem Ghassan today, you got Dr. Peter Navarro, Captain Bannon, you're going to have Boris Epstein, the whole show. Intense. We got polling out, economic data out. Everything. I want you guys to stay focused, stay on message. Remember, signal, not noise. This is all noise, that's signal. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. I mean, who arrives at the FBI building to surrender yourself with a podcast crew in tow? I mean, that is what Steve Bannon did this morning, and then he went into court, just came out of court a few minutes ago. And while all the reportage actually indicates that he was very courteous and deferential to the judge in the courtroom, he came out of the courtroom and decided, hey, let's do a fundraiser.
I'm telling you right now, this is going to be the misdemeanor from hell for Merrick Garland, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden. Joe Biden ordered Merrick Garland to prosecute me from the White House lawn when he got off Marine One. And we're going to go on the offense. We're tired of playing defense. We're going to go on the offense on this and stand by. By the way, you should understand Nancy Pelosi is taking on Donald Trump and Steve Bannon. She ought to ask Hillary Clinton how that turned out for them, okay? We're going on the offense.
Okay, how did that turn out for them? So let's see. You got convicted of, or were going to get tried for committing fraud against your own peeps, your own viewers, your own podcast listeners for bilking them out of $1 million under a fraud called We Build the Wall. You got pardoned by the then president, Donald Trump, and now you're being charged with contempt of Congress for failing to show up, and you're threatening Nancy Pelosi and name-checking just about every Democrat in the Congress for what? For you failing to show up in response to a congressional subpoena? You have to show up, Steve. That's the law. In this here country, you have to show up. A grand jury just indicted you for failing to show up. This is all about money for them. They have no limits. They have absolutely no limits. Now, it is a misdemeanor to, you know, violate a congressional subpoena. Who knew? But it's a, you know, I did. But it's a misdemeanor. It carries with it, as you know, 30 days in jail, up to a year. And he's been charged with two counts, so he could face up to 2 years in prison for violating the congressional subpoena that he received. Now, if he wants to go in there and claim, oh my God, executive privilege, the man has not been in the executive branch since what, 2017? He was fired by the president of the United States, then Donald Trump. I don't even know how he thinks he has the ability to claim executive privilege when the privilege is controlled by the executive. The executive currently is Joe Biden. Joe Biden did not order you to be prosecuted. Congress did, because they issued you a subpoena to appear and another subpoena to produce documents. You did neither of those things. And the truth is that if you wanted to claim executive privilege, you had to show up and invoke it, and you didn't bother to show up. This dog and pony show is all for money. It's all for fundraising. It's all to get Al-Qaeda. It's all to get the base. It's all to, you know, scream and yell that we're in some sort of an existential struggle. A jihad, everybody, which also translates from Arabic into English as the struggle. This is so unbelievable. So he decided that he would be respectful in the court, who then would release him on his own recognizance, and the arraignment hasn't occurred, so he hasn't entered a plea. The arraignment will be on the 18th of this month, and then he'll have to enter a plea. And of course, you know, he decided that he was going to make himself, you know, the martyr, make himself the victim. This is what that group does. They accuse everybody of everything that they're doing, and then when they get caught, they're the victims. They're the victims. They're the ones that are being wronged. They're the ones that are martyring themselves on the altar of free speech. They're the ones who have, you know, I mean, this is just so, it's so wrong. And it's such a disservice to Americans. It's bizarre, but here you go.
There is nothing criminal about any conduct that occurred in this case. And when we respond to Merrick Garland, we say, apply the law equally. They don't have, who else did they prosecute for invoking executive privilege in a criminal prosecution? Read the Department of Justice Office of Legal Counsel letters. It's unconstitutional according to their own opinions from some real luminaries, including, by the way, read the Office of Legal Counsel opinion by Eric Holder for the Obama administration, the Fast and the Furious case. This is unheard of, to force a person to violate the invocation of executive privilege. By the way, I mean, the court, of course, hasn't ruled yet in President Trump's case, in Trump versus Thompson, on whether executive privilege applies. But even beyond that, the Office of Legal Counsel opinions make clear that it applies to discussions with former government officials, and that makes sense. It makes sense because we often see former officials kept in the loop that the president needs to consult with. And whatever you happen to think the president, President Trump, talked about at the time, that's what executive privilege exists for, so that people can speak freely with the president, talk about strategy matters, and talk about national security.
This is a group of people that planned a violent coup, okay, and knew in advance that it was going to happen.
It's not going to happen like you think it's going to happen. Okay, it's going to be quite extraordinarily different. And all I can say is strap in. The War Room, a posse. You have made this happen, and tomorrow it's game day. President Trump's presidency. His first term's ending with action, and his second term's going to start with a bang. Okay? That we can guarantee you. And so the fight's in. This is a huge weekend. There's so much going on behind the scenes. A massive fight. We're heading towards a historic day, the 6th of June. Massive rally. January. There's a lot happening this week. People are getting revved up. People are getting fired up. People are getting madder, as they should. You and I happened to be on a call last night, and you were walking people through. It was so brilliant. Could you just walk people through what the framework is for this week? A lot of tough hombres down there. I saw some of them last night when we had meetings down there close there, came out last night, and let's say they were still up and going. They were still reviewing their plans for the day at like 1 and 2 in the morning. We've helped provide the information, I think, that people are jacked up. We're all going to converge on that point on the 6th. We're all going to converge there.
This is the 4th.
We just got to impose our will. It's like in football. You have to impose your will on the opposition. We're hurtling towards an historic event on January 6th. We're hurtling to something that's going to it's going to be complicated, and it's going to be nasty. Nothing could be more turbulent than what's going on this week. We want everybody in the Mid-Atlantic region to come. You've got to be there. This is going to be historic. Remember, this is a historic week. This is like towards how the Republic fell, right, and became a totalitarian or authoritarian empire. We're at that moment. And that's what this week is. Are we going to affirm the massive genocide of Donald J. Trump? Or are we going to turn over a constitutional republic to the forces of, what did Figano say, the forces of darkness? Massive constitutional fights going on behind the scenes. People don't understand. You know, after hours, we're on Skyping, these calls in Lackawanna County, and to all these, you know, patriot groups around and conservative groups who see through in the fog of war is that have clarity.
This is all recorded on his podcast. January 2nd, January 3rd, January 4th, January 5th. He was not part of the administration. He was a podcaster. There is no executive privilege. This is fundraising.